Hey, everybody, and welcome back to Rugby Wrap-Up. Matt McCarthy at the Studio 34 Fantasy Sports Network here on West 35th Street in New York City with Mr. Peter Forsman and Mr. Steve Lewis. We have our latest Community Corner segment brought to you by the Friends of the British Council. Peter, tell us about your situation with Seamus Kelly, his dad, the Kelly family, and ALS.
Thanks, Matt. This year, I'm going to be participating in a half Ironman in order to raise much-needed funds for the research and to find a cure for ALS. In the past 5 years, I've done some fundraising for specific charities, and this year I had the opportunity to be able to work with an organization called ALS1 that is working with the Kelly family, and as many of you know, within the rugby community, the Kelly family here in New York and also within the U.S. rugby team has been a significant presence over the past few years. Now, John Kelly is somebody that I coach with over at Xavier High School a few years back and had a significant impact on my life just because of the quality of individual that he is, and he came down with ALS, you know, so it was a bit of a shock, and this is something that, you know, there's a couple of different types of ALS, so some of it is genetic and some of it just happens to anybody. Could happen to you, could happen to you, could happen to me at any time. There's no real warning signs about it coming. So this is what happened to John. The research that they've been doing has identified a specific gene that leads to ALS, so they've been doing some fantastic work. They're coming out with new drugs all the time and new treatment. Mm. And like I said in the past, I've done some fundraisers, 100-mile bike rides and stuff, but I really wanted to challenge myself and go a little bit outside the box and to be able to do something for the Kelly family and also for others that are affected with this particular, you know, and terrible disease.
So just to clarify, Seamus Kelly was the center, outside center and sometimes inside center, I think, for Team USA during the last Rugby World Cup and prior to that in the warm-up matches. Xavier grad, Cal rugby guy, and his father and his mom were with us on the World Cup tour pretty much the whole time, and we saw John start to get the symptoms, and it was just it was really unsettling because he is such a great guy.
Yeah, he really is. He's dedicated pretty much his whole life towards youth athletics and to his two sons, who's played for Xavier High School, and then, you know, Seamus went on to play for Cal, the great program, that the collegiate program that they have out there, it was one of those things that after one of our coaching sessions, after one of our training sessions, where the coaches actually got involved with the kids, and John, all of a sudden, he started limping a little bit.
Yeah.
And I asked him what's wrong, and he said, you know, I don't know. It's just, you know, something just isn't right.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much, if you're going to come away with a tagline, not only for John, but just anybody who is recently diagnosed, something isn't right. You start moving a little bit slower, you get a little hitch in your giddy up, you get a little limp, and you don't really know what it is, and it's oftentimes not until a couple of years later that you truly find out what has happened, and then you come down with the diagnosis, and this is exactly what happened in John's case. If we could get more people involved, I mean, more money that that we raise for this particular organization, it'd be better. It leads to better treatment and hopefully at one point in time a cure. And, you know, to be clear, it's not a fatal diagnosis. It is curable. Right, we can do something as far as going out and making a difference.
So there's the link,
okay,
that folks can go to, and what do you need them to do?
Well, you know,
just donate.
Okay.
All right. What about some companies or anybody helping you out with this thing?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, Pig and Whistle, which I know that everybody here is very familiar
with. West 36th Street, the best
exactly
rugby pub
right,
in New York
right?
City.
Never been there.
Cormac McCormick, the man with two first names, and Des O'Brien have very generously donated and are working to support this particular endeavor, as well as MKG Construction. James Kennedy has also, put out some significant funds for us. It's fantastic the way that the community has come together and continues to come together in the New York City area for this particular cause, as well as everything else, rugby related here in New York.
Yeah, we've got a lot going on with the rugby community helping out in different areas, and it's just it's a good thing. It's an uplifting thing, and it's another reason why, folks, you should get your kids playing rugby. And on that note, Matt McCarthy, for Mr. Peter Forsman, Mr. Steve Lewis, here at the Studio 34 Fantasy Sports Network on West 35th Street in New York City, for Rugby Wrap-Up, signing off.